Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Okay, great. All right.
Are you playing the bland or is Noah?
I'm playing it. So yeah, my computer might just crash. It's been crashing. I have to bring it in. So just keep doing the show.
What about the other computer?
What about it?
The one that I had that I dropped off to you. Do you want to use that one?
No, I mean, I'd rather use this one. It's been rebooting. That's why I just didn't want to record it. Otherwise, it should be fine. I think it'll be fine.
All right.
But it might happen.
Okay, so just let me know when to start.
I'm ready. If you want to start the local recording first and then start the YouTube stream.
You know what? Let me just see where I have it set to record.
It just records in like the default.
It goes to like the cloud or something built in.
No, record in your. If you record on your computer, it would be in your documents folder.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Recording here. Loud.
Okay.
The last one is when they get all four of us, five of us, to agree on their band.
Okay, ready? I'm going to start recording and then log in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Should I mute everybody?
Don't mute me.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Great White has already issued an apology for performing a non-socially distanced concert last week. But what I want to know is where's the apology for the fact that they played only Great White songs during this concert? But for your real sins, you cowards, the Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Now?
We're live. Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob, here with Noah, Sid, 3D, and our very special guest for the episode, Axel Rosenberg from MetalSucks.net.
Hey.
Thank you so much for staying on our show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always fun to it's always fun to be here.
At home? Be a part. What's that?
It's always fun to be here at home.
Yeah.
Sid, here is a state of mind.
Exactly.
Here with us.
With 3D said.
Let's go with that.
Great.
Good. I think Rob froze again.
Oh no.
Rob's been, this is like the fifth time Rob's frozen today.
Oh, poor Rob.
He just refuses to go to a PC. His Mac is crapping out.
He's grabbing another computer, so I guess we're the captain now.
Rob just isn't PC. Okay? He speaks his mind. He's not going to conform to PC. With these SJWs out here.
Is he one of those boogaloo guys? Is that what he's
doing?
Oh, my
God. He's a boogaloo guy.
Booger boy. He was boogering before it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, for a second, I thought you were going to say, is he the bubble boy? Like, it says moops.
I mean, we're all the bubble boy, actually. So
that's true. The show is very prescient.
We're living that bubble boy life. What's our phone number?
Our phone number is 213 Wide Nuts. It's 213-943-3688. You can call and talk to the four of us for now.
You know, now that I think of it, are we taking, I think we're taking calls on Rob's computer, right?
So we, yeah, so don't call.
Actually call, because Rob uses a separate computer for the calls. Just call in and wish him good luck.
This is so much more complicated than it needs to be.
Hey.
I don't see any other shows having this.
Hey,
now Rob's
is.
Faking. Right, he was pretending to be frozen there.
We'll see how long this works until my computer crashes again. I'm trying to get the other one set up.
Did we properly introduce our guest?
It's fun. Is it as fun? We did. We introduced
him,
but introduce him some more.
Did we let people know that he's from MetalSucks.net and he has a book called Hellraisers, A Complete Visual History of Heavy Metal Mayhem?
No, why don't you do that, Noah?
I mean, the first part, yes. Second part, no, I did not.
We didn't get to it.
Yeah, we got
distracted. How's the book doing, Axel?
You know, I think it's doing well. They translated it into a bunch of languages. So I don't know if you have any European viewer listeners. But
yeah,
you
do.
Okay, well, they can now probably read it in their native tongue. So, yeah.
What about audiobooks?
That keeps on giving, that one, right? Yeah, I said I would do the audiobook when we were able to book Ronnie James Dio's hologram. That's how I want to read the audiobook.
I was thinking Shlomo. You get Shlomo to read it.
Oh, my God.
Or Shlomo. It didn't even occur to me. I don't know why. What are his rates? Anybody know?
He has a cameo that you can just feed him lines. So just send him the whole book.
Okay.
Just read it.
30 seconds at a time.
I didn't know there's a limit. Maybe you can do a 4-hour cameo. Who knows?
Well, I do want to mention that Axel is joining us from a remote location. He's joining us from the White House bunker. It's cool. It's cool. It's nice to see in there and see what it looks like.
This is more light than I usually sit in. So, to me, this is very bright.
I want to correct some fake news. It can't be the bunker because we don't see Trump under a table drinking a Dr. Pepper and hiding from the media. So it can't be Trump's bunker. Unless it's like he's right out of camera frame, maybe.
He's underneath the laptop. That's where the table that he's under.
See, it's shivering.
Oh, my God.
But Chuck Landington did mention it at the top of the show. Great white. Great bunch of idiots. Am I right? I guess I can believe it at this point. Nothing is surprising me anymore. People are acting like this is over. Great White held a concert in North Dakota.
Is that the same band that did the show and the whole club burned down?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a great look for them.
That in 2003, 2005, somewhere around there.
2003. There you go.
In Rhode Island, they played a club and they brought arena-sized pyrotechnics into like a small 1,000-person club and then burned the place. Less?
I think so, way less.
And then 100 people died, including a member of the crew or the band?
The band, one of the guitar players died.
And they learned their lesson by putting all these people in North. To be fair, because you know how fair I like to be, North Dakota is pretty low on the coronavirus cases. There's no mask order in North Dakota.
But were the members of Great White and their crew tested before coming into North? Maybe they are
like,
going to bring
only,
it in.
So, for example, well, it's so funny. There's not even data for the last 5 days. But on July 9th, there was only 84 cases, which that's how many cases there were in Brooklyn today in just one borough of New York. So it isn't that bad in North Dakota. But regardless, it is incredibly irresponsible to do a concert right now. Look, here's the thing. One of the largest corporations in the world is a concert, Live Nation. And they are not doing concerts right now. So even a corporation's only focus is profit. And the main concert promoter is not doing concerts. So that tells me that they have assessed the legality is that the risk is not worth the reward. Great White did not make that same assessment.
Rob, how many members are there in Great White? Is it five? Yeah, I just got an update. There's now 89 cases of corona in North Dakota. It's the weirdest thing.
Well,
the stuff went up like that. It skyrocketed.
Let me ask the experts, because I saw this story on both MetalSucks.net and MetalInjection.net. So for the two journalists, this band set a live show together. Don't they need a promoter? Don't they need
Well, it's a small club. It's not. It wasn't a Live Nation venue, and also they didn't play indoors. It
was
an outdoor show.
I should have just pointed that to him. If you didn't get a word.
I really thought you were gonna say, I got a question for the journalist and Rob. That's what I was waiting for. You didn't go for it.
Wow.
Very nice.
I just say you guys are right. It's surprisingly hard to tell if Rob has frozen or is just sitting still.
It's uncanny. Like every time he did freeze, I didn't notice. And now that he's not
like
frozen,
5 minutes for us to realize.
I can't tell if he's frozen now. Now
I feel like
happened.
I missed a part of the show. I'm not in on the joke.
No, but that really was a skit.
If you want to freeze on our show, you can give us a call. 213-WIDENUT is the phone number. That's 213-943-3688. And I do want to mention, for all of our Patreon fans, and you can be a member of our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And for as little as $5 a month, you can be a part of our big old Zoom hangout. This Saturday, we're going to be doing a hangout with all of our patrons. All patrons are welcome. And also you get access to all of our Patreon bonus episodes. This month's bonus episode is we did a watch through of the Danzig movie Veronica. Axel, have you seen Veronica yet? It is brutal.
I should see it. I've been putting it off for some reason.
Well,
2020 has been a pretty rough year without watching Danzig's movie.
Yeah, it's rough. It's not even like so bad it's hilarious and fun.
Uh-huh.
At some point, it really does become a chore of like, my God, how is this not over? I'm like, is he serious with this?
By the end of it, like the last 20 minutes, we were like that guy they show when there's a marathon, the guy who comes in like 11 hours later, like hobbling across the finish line. That was us during that movie.
How long is it actually?
It's like an hour and 40 minutes. Something like
that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. It's not. It feels like it's 2.5 hours.
Like a marathon.
Yeah, that's too long. That's too
like
long.
Washing
I'm
the Irish.
I'm not gonna watch an hour and 40 minutes of good stuff. I'm not gonna fucking dance to it.
I'll be honest with you. Like we watched the whole thing because we made some good funny content out of it. But you could really get away with like skipping and watching 5 minutes at a time, going to the next part. But watch our version of it because it's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
We'll make fun of it.
Great.
Send them the link, Rob.
Yeah, you could do that. So patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. I'll send you the link, Matt. You can subscribe. And so this Saturday.
Oh, you won't even hook him up. He's making pay for it.
Hey, he's got to show his support.
It's exclusive.
I don't want people to get the wrong idea and start getting emails from like.
No. Rob's right. The second that I have it, I'm putting it up on the Pirate Bay.
Good instinct, Saturday, Rob. What are we doing?
Yeah, so this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, that's the Zoom hangout. If you are a patron,
and you can ask us questions or just hang out. Whatever.
Introduce yourself so we know who you are.
Introduce yourself to the other fans. Make a new friend.
To take it back a little bit to the Great White thing, I do want to mention after the entire internet shamed the shit out of them. Literally, they were on the bathroom. Shame. No. They filed an apology. And this was like the dumbest apology I've ever... Like, it's the most passive-aggressive. So it starts, we understand that there are some people who are upset that we perform the show during this trying time.
I see where this is going already. Yeah.
We assured you that we worked with the promoter. North Dakota's government recommends masks be worn. However, we are not in a position to enforce the law. We have the luxury of hindsight, and we would like to apologize to those who disagree with our decision to fulfill our contractual agreement. The promoter and staff were nothing but professional and assured us of the safety precautions. Perform our gig outside in a welcoming small town. They're innocent. We value this part. We value the health and safety of each and every one of our fans, as well as our American and global community. We're far from perfect. That's their apology.
We just heard of this Corona thing like 3 hours before this show.
Look, we couldn't do anything. We were just playing the show. Sure, we were on stage and saw there was no social distancing, but we couldn't be expected to stop.
Okay.
Ridiculous. It gets me so mad because all this does is it's just prolonging it for the rest of us.
You know, I never thought the day would come when like a band like ICP would have more like socially advanced ideas than a pillar of the community like Great White. The whole world is topsy-turvy.
It's true. The gathering was canceled because it was not worth risking even one Juggalo life, according to ICP. ICP values their fans more than Great White.
I mean, I just,
I
it's sad for me.
I don't even think it's about the fans. It's about
what
the
do you
ego.
Think
the guys with the ego.
I think they just need money.
I think they're broke, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really
I think it's just all about money. They haven't gotten paid in 4 months.
I mean, how much money do you think they're making?
Great whoa, Rob. It's Great White. They haven't gotten paid in 30 years.
They probably got paid a lot because the demand is really high right now, so you could charge them.
For demand for what? Great White?
For any
music,
sort of entertainment.
Anything.
Yeah.
So that's the key to their statement then, because they're saying we value the health of our fans, but they know these people just showed up because they had nothing to do. So it's like not their real fans. So they don't care if they give them COVID. That's what it is. See, we've solved it. What we gotta do is talk it out.
I want to mention also that we have a daily newsletter that we send out with Metal Injection, and so the newsletter gives the reader the headlines of the day. And so I sent out a newsletter when the story broke about how Great White played a show with no social distancing, and it's like I got a reply like, "Great! If I was there, I would have. I'm in North Dakota. I would have been there. No need for this fear mongering clickbait." You know, it's fools like that ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah, 0.001% of people die from coronavirus, you fucking idiots.
And I just had it, and I'm like, no, it's dumbasses like you that are ruining it for all of us. You're a dipshit. You're a total, and I usually don't do this, but I was just so annoyed. And
you
he was like,
to him?
Yeah, I replied. And he replied back, He was like, actually, as somebody that's very close to the virus, you couldn't even be more further from the truth. And I'm like, you're lying. If you're close to the virus, you wouldn't be fucking defending it.
What does that mean, close?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't even know what it means either.
They hide together.
I've known the virus since 19. I walked the virus on stage in 1982. Who are you?
I've known him since he was COVID-3.
I don't mess with these double-digit COVIDs.
But did the guy unsubscribe, Rob, or is he still subscribing to the newsletter? That's the important question here.
So wait, was this
Rob
like?
No,
no, I'm not frozen. I'm looking up the email.
Oh,
okay. So here is what he's. Here's, oh, sorry, what's your question?
Did he reply all or just to you?
All.
No, he doesn't. You can't reply all. You only reply to the sender. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna allow readers to everyone in our mailing list.
I know. Imagine. I was trying to make a joke. Imagine.
I can't.
So he wrote, "Fuck off with your disrespectful, fear-mongering headline. You filth disgust me." I think your filth disgust me. By the way, the headline is "Great White played a concert this week in North Dakota. No social distancing, no mask, no restrictions."
So, filth.
It's disrespectful, fear-mongering filth.
Can you imagine, though, that getting that newsletter and then it was BCC'd and it's just like you get these reply alls from these, like, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson acolytes for, like, the rest of your life?
Then I respond back, yeah, 130K dead is definitely scaremongering too. You are the disgusting one. You fool! Go back and watch our sheep herders to tell you what to do. Yeah! I say, because I wanted to call him sheep before he called me sheep. and then he goes, I've actually dealt firsthand with this virus, and it's clowns like you that are the sheep. See, I knew it. And then I respond, oh, okay, I guess the scientists are wrong because you dealt with it firsthand. My mistake.
Wow, it's anomalous.
Did he reply to that last one?
He did not reply to that one.
He's cooking up a response.
And make sure he didn't get sick.
Oh, that's right. Like that guy on the stage introducing Trump, and he starts having a coughing attack. He might have, in the middle of writing his rant back to you, and just his lung collapsed.
They put him on a ventilator.
Axel, do you have any COVID tips? How have you been letting the days go by? What have you been doing to let the time pass?
I've been working. I've been eating. I've been hanging out with my girlfriend. We've watched some crappy television. We've watched some good television. I don't have any specific.
So basically everybody.
Same thing everyone's doing. Yeah, exactly.
What are the TV recommendations?
Yeah, TV.
Get us up.
We watched Ozark, which was good, but super depressing. I don't know if any of you have watched it.
I didn't like it. I stopped watching it.
We did a Patreon review of it, actually.
Okay.
We should plug.
Okay. There's an episode in season 3 that made me depressed for like 3 days after, so that was fun.
Which one was it?
The conclusion of the storyline with her brother.
Mm. Oh my god, yes.
It's pretty brutal.
And you know,
spoiler.
I was shocked that I was watching Dave, and then there was an episode that was very similar to that same character too, out of nowhere. Like, it's this lighthearted comedy, and there's just a guy that just has severe bipolar disorder, and you see into his brain for like a whole episode.
I haven't seen that show. It's good.
It's very great. I love it.
Very surprisingly good.
And despite what I just said, it's hilarious and not that heavy at all, but it just goes into heavy moments like every now and then and just works perfectly.
Okay. What else did we watch? We watched some silly reality shows like Love is Blind. And
Oh my God. Wait, what did you think of Love is Blind?
I thought it was really entertaining. I think those people are nuts.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite couple?
Is this the Netflix reality show?
Yeah.
So basically the premise is that they have like a group of men in the house and a group of women in a different house, which is like different side of the house. And you go on these like cubicle dates, but you can't see each other. You can just connect through talking. And
you're making this too complicated. The premise is marry someone you've only spoken through to a wall for a couple of days. That's the premise.
Don't the producers also play tricks on them and stuff, though? Isn't there
probably.
Yeah.
I assume. I mean, suffice it to say, it doesn't go well for most of the couple.
Right.
Which I know is shocking, but
yeah.
It turns out that's a bad idea.
Yeah, some of them get married, though, at the end. And
some of them do get married.
At the altar, like, break up and stuff. Pretty good. I thought it was a good show.
Good trashy
television. It's good trashy television. What else did we watch? We're watching a British show called Lovesick about a guy who finds out that he has chlamydia and he has to call every woman he slept with in a certain amount of time. It's pretty funny.
Interesting. And it's a comedy?
It's a dramedy. Like, it gets serious at times, but it's mostly a comedy.
See, I would watch that if that was a reality show. Like, a real guy who spread chlamydia all over New York City and just has to go find every woman.
Who wouldn't watch that?
That'd be fantastic. Let's get on that.
I'm blanking on, like, what else I'm having a brain fart on what else we've been watching. We've been watching a lot of movies recently. We saw that Jon Stewart movie. We saw the Pete Davidson thing.
No.
Were either of those any good?
They had their moments.
Okay.
Sorry. No, don't go out of your way.
Watch the full video discography of Great White the other day.
Oh, no.
Man, once written, twice shy. Just really formed my moral barometer. It's so sad to see them evolving this way.
I downloaded a bootleg of one of their shows from the early 2000s, but it like cuts off halfway through. I'm very
disappointed. Oh, dude.
That's because the fire started.
Still too soon.
Okay, got it.
I get it. it took me a second.
Well, a good way to distract yourself later this month is listening to the new album from Ensiferum. Ensiferum will release their new album, Thalassic, via Metal Blade Records, like I said, later this month. And Ensiferum are a true powerhouse when it comes to folk-inspired melodic death metal, something they hammer home more resolutely than ever with Thalassic. Purchase your copy now at metalblade.com/Ensiferum. That's spelled Ensiferum. Give you some rum.
I think we saw them on the cruise, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them a bunch of times. They're quite a folky bunch.
Folky indeed. You know, it reminds me of, remember when the Ultimate Warrior had his, like, he was a motivational speaker or whatever, and he said his catchphrase was folk, F-O-K-E, which is, like, the more intense version of focus. don't ask. It made no fucking sense, but he's like, you have to folk so you can progress forward, whatever.
Did it, like, stand for something? Was it
no!
Like, no?
It was just stand short for focus. Yeah. Short for focus. Whenever I hear the, like, F-O-L-T-K, that's where my brain goes, right through the Ultimate Warrior.
He didn't even, like, retroactively just assign meaning to the letters so you could put on a T-shirt.
He wasn't a very well-thought-out guy, I guess. Or maybe he did. That just eluded me somehow.
We talked about ICP a moments ago, about how they're on the right side of history. Furthering that, earlier this week, they called for a beatdown of Juggalo Public Enemy Number 1. And you know what? I agree with them here.
Robert Pazzabini.
No.
No. Okay.
It is Blood on the Dance Floor frontman Davy Vanity.
Oh, he's worse. Okay.
Now, Axel, you covered this guy extensively.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Like, the stories had been out there about, for anybody who doesn't know, he basically grooms and forces into sexual situations underage female fans.
It's really gross. Like, he abused really young girls who were just getting into, like, the music scene, and these 13-year-old girls who just went to Warped Tour that never got attention from a guy before.
Let alone a celebrity, or someone that they see at least as a celebrity.
Right.
So the stories have been floating around out there, but there hadn't been, like, a comprehensive article. So I spent some months on that, interviewing a bunch of the victims. And we wrote that up, and then HuffPo did another one, a longer one, even. Yeah, the guy's a scumbag. I don't know why he just came on ICP's radar.
Yeah, like somebody must have told them or something, because out of nowhere, they share on all of their socials, Juggalos, keep your Terminator-style eyeballs open for Juggalo enemy number one. And it's a photo of this guy. And
why would Juggalos ever like cross paths with this guy? Like they'll never be at the same shows.
I think they're saying they're like sort of inciting them to violence and go find this guy, it sounds like.
Actually, did they ever play The Gathering?
What, on the dance floor?
I'm looking it up.
Is that, I mean, I'm not familiar, but is that like that? I don't really know what, who.
No, but
the
Gathering of
or...
the Juggalos like has Cannibal Corpse and Gwar. You know,
yeah,
like,
they have some.
They've got
they,
all
they
kinds.
They don't have anyone. Yeah.
What kind of music is Blood on the Dance Floor?
I feel like Gwar would fit with that more than Blood on the Dance Floor, though.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's like
scene electro goth pop. Like, take a look. Have you seen this dude? Like, take a look at his picture, and you'll know exactly what his music sounds like.
And
half the lyrics are about. Rough sex and all the things with which he is apparently fascinated.
Yeah, like he admits all of his wrongdoing in his music too. That's what's kind of disgusting about it. Yeah. So allow Violent J of ICP to explain him to you, Noah. This peacock wig wearing motherfucking fraudulent fake phony ass devil's dick sucking punk fucking stone hearted criminal. Now do you get a picture of him, Noah? For some lame-ass reason, he calls himself Davy Vanity, pronounced, quote, sick fuck. But his real name is Jesus Torres, former vocalist of some bullshit band called Blood on the Dance Floor, active, free-roaming, unconvicted fucking pedophile out here, free-roaming pedophiling.
fucking pedophiles, how do they work?
Look him up now. If you spot this free roaming beast out in public somewhere, you know what to do. Pick up a heavy object and inflict necessary beatdown! ! Just make sure it's the correct guy and not some other totally innocent peacock wig wearing fucking fool. Signed, Violent J. I'm very glad he had that disclaimer, because that was truly the first thing I thought is like, oh no, I hope Juggalos don't start beating up like any weird scene kid they see.
Davey Havoc from AFI. Stay home. Lay low for a while, man.
Now, while I certainly think this is a noble pursuit here, like their heart is in the right place, but don't you think they could be in some legal trouble for doing this?
Yeah.
I'm pretty irrational. Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page, because no one seemed to be mentioning that in any angle I saw this.
It's like I was with you until the end there, guys.
Take a heavy object. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, seriously.
I hope they have saved up for the legal defense of their fan who like has to go to jail over this shit.
Oh, I mean, they make tons of money. I don't know.
I feel like not only would they help out with the legal fund, they would start a GoFundMe. All the Juggalos would chip in.
Okay.
If you think about it, right, like, hey, this is a pedophile. He needs to be dealt with. Like, what are they going to say? If you see him, go to your nearest phone booth, dial 911, and call the police? That doesn't seem very, very Juggalo-like behavior.
I mean, just... So, like, are we just saying they have to do something? Like, what are they, the pedophile police? Like, the ICP?
Well, you know what? He does have a young daughter, like a, I don't know, teen or preteen. And there was a story a few years ago, I remember, where they ordered furry costumes. Because his daughter is a furry, and Violent J supports his daughter's hobbies, which I think is very,
very nice.
And there's even a photo of her being like a furry in like a fox outfit, and he has like a white fox outfit, and the fox has Juggalo makeup on. It's, you know what? In a very weird way, I think it's actually very touching that he's
sure.
like he's like into his daughter's hobby and like personalizes it enough to make it his own.
Just don't be so into it.
Sure. Well, like the way the story came out is he some furry costume company on blast for low quality goods to the point that I believe they started their own costume company or something. Maybe that part I'm making up, or like they.
That sounds like something they would do.
Yeah.
Like they bought Faygo. They bought the soda with which they're associated. They
no.
are. Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't know that.
They are entrepreneurial.
Are you sure?
Make me double check that, but I think so.
I mean, they started their own wrestling promotion. Yes.
But I thought that Faygo was okay. I guess they might not be owned, but I know they're distributed by the same company that does LaCroix.
Oh, I guess maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a urban myth or something.
Yeah, I think that's an urban legend.
Just like COVID being dangerous.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
So I got to come clean. I'm one of the people who owns their furry costume. It's true. They did start one. And the best thing about it is no zippers, just magnets.
Oh, wow. So it just stays up on your body.
Magnets.
Take it easy.
Oh, that's for life.
I'm shocked they would have magnets.
I like that my green screening is like using the pentagram.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Here's your thought of the day. Does the furry suit hold up the magnets, or do the magnets hold up the furry suit? OS for life. Take it.
Shit.
Think about it.
Oh, now I want to see him in Juggalo makeup.
Is there enough makeup to cover that funny face? Like three Juggalos makeup for one person.
Yeah, now that the supply chain is all fucked up, there he probably can't get that much makeup.
Good point. But yeah, I totally support ICP wanting to do something. I just don't know that them becoming the actual vigilante squad is the best idea. Maybe help the authorities catch head of.
If you were ICP, what would you direct Juggalos
to do? They're already considered a gang by the FBI.
Yeah.
If they just start going around the country murdering scene kids, that's not going to help their case, you know?
That's a great point.
That's another thing. Like, how do you know they're going to get the pedophile? Like, they're just going to be hitting people with a branding iron.
If you look at a picture of that dude, like when he's not done up for the stage and everything, he looks very different. I don't know that you would recognize him just like on the street.
Yeah.
Too. Well, the Juggalos have their ways, though. They could probably.
That's true. They're Terminator-ized.
They have their underground Juggalo railroad. Them where they communicate and share these inside information.
Like Edward Furlong. You just can't go around hitting pedophiles.
Why?
You can, okay?
Why?
I would love to see that guy finally get arrested.
Yeah, sure. I was just thinking that, like, there's so many, like, how is he free?
Or does he still have, like, record deals and stuff like that?
I think they just rebranded. I said former Blood on the Dance Floor singer. I think it's just called something else now. It's him and his wife, if I'm not mistaken.
His wife.
Sorry.
I was trying to feed it.
I missed it.
Did you?
It looked like you were going to do it yourself. I wanted to let you have the stage there. I'm very proud of you.
All right. Well, no, I was trying to feed it to you.
Put it on his wife!
Oh, no.
All right. I got it. Sid
just does it at the right decibel level. You take it over the top. It goes over the off the roof, off the cliff.
Yeah, when we're talking about pedophiles, I think you need a more somber.
His wife's not a pedophile.
His wife.
Could be a Ghislaine situation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which, by the way, like it really bothers me, but it's weird to me that she's just like 10 blocks away from me.
Who, Ghislaine or
Davy? Yeah. Davy.
This is Davy.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Where is she?
Oh, really?
She's at the Brooklyn Penitentiary or whatever, which is in Sunset Park.
Yeah. Oh, so she's not 10 blocks. You say that like she's staying at the hotel nearby or something. But
it's practically a hotel.
Well, Rob, if you feel bad about that, good news for you. What time is it?
All right, she might not be there very much longer. At least her body may be.
It's so funny because there is a – I didn't realize where it was until I actually – like until the story. And I was like, oh, let me look up where this is exactly.
Are you going to go visit?
No. Well, it's so funny because it's right behind like Bed Bath & Beyond and this computer store, Micro Center, which is where I go to get my – like. I had to go to like get my computer like repaired.
Obviously, they did a bad job.
They did do a bad job. I'm going to the Apple Store direct next, but it was just weird dropping it off and thinking like, oh, Ghislaine is right next door.
I just thought you were gonna say like Ghislaine knocked on your door for a cup of sugar the other day.
Well, that's gonna happen. She's gonna like show up in her paper dress, like on the run.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't doubt it.
Anyway. Oh, Ghislaine.
Bond member.
Oh, Ghislaine. How do you say it? How do you say her name?
I think it's Ghislaine.
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 Yeah.
But fuck that. No, it's Ghislaine for me. That's it.
For her, too. Although, yeah. Exactly. Island, also a silent S, just like Ghislaine. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I don't know what the fuck that means. Never mind. Strike that for the record. We're going to play.
Stay folk, Darren. Stay folk.
Folk? F-O-K-E.
Yeah, stay folk.
I don't fuck with that folk. Only warrior folk. Did you mention we're playing Thrash It or Trash It later?
Yeah.
I did not mention it, but I think it's time to do it.
Oh, wow. So not so much later then. Right now.
That's
well,
right.
We mentioned it on our social pages.
That's right. We're playing Thrash It or Trash It. I can't get the sound effects because I think I'm afraid about my computer's going to crash. So,
right. Well, let's just go around the horn and do it.
So the way this works is we wait. Oh, dude,
I misunderstood
you.
Yeah.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant to go around the horn with the thrash. But okay, we could all go around and say thrash it or trash it. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Axel, do you
wanna
take
it? No, it's fine.
Trash it or trash it. Yeah.
He did it exactly like this.
I love it.
There's nothing I like more than listening to shitty little bands. Let's do it.
Well, here's how it works. We're going to listen uninterrupted to the first minute of the song and then give our true opinions. If we like it, we thrash. If we don't like it, we trash. If all of us thrash, the person will get a prize. The person who recommended it will get a prize.
We know what the prize is.
Next Great White Show.
If you win, you don't have to go to that. You don't have to go to get COVID.
The prize is a K95 mask that I will send you.
Oh, I would say.
Oh,
that.
Wait. Can we send them our Metal Injection Livecast mask?
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's right. We're selling Livecast masks. If you go to metalinjection.net/livecast merch, you can get one for yourself.
I have a technical question, Rob. Is K95 a thing, or is that N95 that you meant?
I'm going to let that go.
Maybe it is. I'm not making fun of you.
No, there
maybe,
is a
K95. I don't
know. K95 is a thing.
I wasn't being judgmental. I just never heard of it.
It's its own it's its own class of mask. It's like a thicker.
The K stands for Kleenex. It's just a Kleenex around your face.
I think it stands for Korean. I don't know.
Yeah, I love
it. But it's a lower class than N95. It's not quite the N95.
So we're giving away the shitty mask, you see?
Well, no, a slightly better. It's a good mask.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Great.
Well, then why am I not laughing?
K95 is actually what we're giving away. Is that like the?
No, we said we were giving away one of the live cast masks.
I didn't know that we had. I thought we just had the piece of cloth mask. So that's an upgrade, not a downgrade. That's a nice.
No, I initially said a K95.
Rob was going to give his own used mask to one of the listeners.
I was going to give a wrap. An unused one. Come on.
Rob will make out with anyone in the audience.
If you want me to open the mask and like breathe on it first and then mail it to you, that's a whole different creepy thing. And I charge for that.
Oh,
so
like
that's a Patreon perk.
Yeah, that's not my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, OnlyFans. I was gonna say your fan mail, like please.
Well, let's start this Thrash It or Trash It.
Exciting.
So the first recommendation comes from who is this from? Oh, this is from Groban, from Sean in Canada, in Toronto. And this is a band called Raider. And
who?
Raider,
Raider.
Got it. Raider.
Like Oakland.
Yes. And here's the song, and let's be quiet and listen for 1 minute. It has the disadvantage of us, we're having some technical issues, so it sounds like we're listening through a ham radio in the other room, so bear with us for that. No.
It would sound way better.
It sounds like him singing, but I could barely hear it.
Yeah.
Wait, let me try something else.